Trigger warning. This podcast may include explicit content that will take you out of your comfort zone and make you question reality. Listener's discretion is advised.
Okay, yes, we are back. We are back for part two of our discussion with Heidi on the Masonic Mormons. We're really going to get into some deep topics on this one, and it is so eye-opening. It's a crazy episode. And actually, if you go on over to Patreon, there's a video of this episode, and she has a slideshow that's very informative. And it was actually a kick-ass episode. I learned a lot speaking with Heidi. And it's so great to get together with another female who's just as passionate about these topics as I am, and someone that I can learn from. I feel like sometimes I get some guests on, and I've already heard pretty much every conspiracy. I've already heard everything. So I like to get guests on who I can also learn something from. I don't like to repeat the same bullshit all the time. But yeah, so because this episode is so crazy and it's very explicit, I put most of it over on Patreon. So, sour apples to those of you who are not checked into room 237. I don't know why you're not, but anyways, this is a great episode. We're chugging along here in the month of March, and I have a few more episodes on the way. Let's get right into the episode. Since I watched the show, I've had like a million questions running through my mind, things that we didn't really get into from the last episode.
We didn't go to Mormons. I know. I'm sorry.
No, I thought that the LDS church was like a regular church. It is not.
Oh, no, no.
And I have a ton of questions for you that have just been on my mind. And when we got together last time, you mentioned watching a show on Hulu called Under the Banner of Heaven. And then you also mentioned another one. I think it was called Daughters of the Cult or something like that.
Yeah. I think I think that's right.
And then I watched another one. I watched one on HBO and then two on Hulu, and they were all different people. Each one was totally different. And then way back in the day, I watched Keep Sweet, which was on Netflix. So I'm pretty steeped in Mormon shit right now.
Yes, Keep Sweet is my brother, and well, they got a divorce, but my brother-in-law's uncle, that is his uncle, and he's currently in prison. But Warren Jeffs is his uncle, but also his, like, I don't know, he married that guy's dad's granddaughter also, because they do that. It's like
they do some incest.
He's out now and he lost his family and he never got his daughter back. And so,
well, what I found interesting is that most of the documentaries I watch talk about the FLDS and the yearning for Zion and the Warren Jeff situation. But what's interesting to me, and I want to tell anybody, if you want to sign up for like a free 7-day trial of Hulu just to watch this show, please
it's worth it.
It's called Under the Banner of Heaven. It's not about the FLDS. It's about the regular mainstream LDS church. It's based on a true story of an actual true crime that occurred to a poor lady and her baby daughter who was only like 15 months old. And it actually has Andrew Garfield in it, which, spoiler alert, I have a big crush on, so made it very enjoyable to watch. But I would give it 5 out of 5 stars. and it was very informative. How did you even stumble across it? I guess you just look for stuff like that.
Well, yeah, with the Mormon thing, I think too, they like maybe put that stuff, like, you know how they know where you live, kind of like Hulu does. Like with me being in Utah, it came up like boom, and I was like, oh, that looks good, you know. So in my weirdo ways. But then what was nice and what was interesting about it was I was like, oh, this is done well, because a lot of times people don't know what's going on in the Mormon church. People don't know what's going on in the Mormon temple. So they'll do it wrong. Like you're watching it like, no, this is stupid. And so when I watched it, I was like, they did a good job. And so that's why I recommend it to people, because I'm like, okay, well, I don't want people watching things that, I mean, yeah, you might get 50% knowledge and then 50% complete ludicrous stuff. Like the Mormon church is weird enough on its own. We don't need to make false claims or weird stuff. It's already weird. So
it's already weird how it is. And you know, I guess I should just say what it's about, or you can say what it's about. I already said it's a true crime story, but it's like a dramatized, it's not a documentary, although it is kind of a documentary, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they're portraying true events, and I think it's like in the 80s or the 90s. Yes.
1984 was when the murders happened. So probably like right before that.
Okay.
They're like making the show, you know, because some of it was like the first when they got married and everything.
So my first question is, I get that it's set in the 80s, but are those same things that I saw in that show going on still to today? Like the weird,
most of them,
boards and stuff, and like they call it a ward in the show, and
the ward,
like do stuff together in a little cul-de-sac.
So the ward is like, if
I don't know what.
Yeah, if you go to church, like whatever church you go to, like it's a boundary thing. So like if you go to high school and you go to this high school because you live in this neighborhood, then you go to this church. Okay. It's like that, the same as a high school. There's hundreds of them here. In fact, at one point now, I have heard different things now because the church is losing members ever since Google became a thing. But it used to be that they have, well, and I think they still do, they run 3-hour increments of church and in their wards. And so maybe me and you live next door to each other, but you're in the 10th ward and I'm in the 8th ward, because you go at 12 o'clock noon to the same church, but I go at 9 a.m. And they do this to rotate them through, because at one point there was so many members that they had to do that. And I don't know where they're at now. Holy I've shit. Seen, yes. So at least 3 different. So one would start at 9, one would start at 11, and one would start at 1. And that is very typical in the same church. We would have 3 different sections of meetings for multiple, like a whole nother neighborhood of people, you know, and then a block over, there's another church doing the same thing. It's so many. So this is your church home. When they talk about a ward, that's your church home. Like if you guys get together in Christian church and do chili cook-offs or whatever you do, that's the ward. And that's kind of your church family.
So in the show, there is a detective. His name is Detective Pyrie. And he lives a very by-the-book Mormon life. And he is called to the scene for a horrible murder of someone who used to be in his ward. And right. It was Brenda Lafferty. You guys can look up this family. It's a real family. It's a real murder. Brenda Lafferty and her daughter, Erica, who was only 15 months old, was slaughtered very sacrificially in their home. And the detective who worked the case was also Mormon. And so it was like really hard for him at first to understand like how this could have happened. but he was also disgusted at the same time because, as they say in the show, the Lafferty family is like the Kennedys, and they were very well known and very highly regarded.
They were all doctors and stuff too. Like, they were high, like both of his sons were chiropractors and he was a chiropractor. So this was a family that, you know, when you think of things like this, you think of like maybe like crime, you think of people that aren't maybe educated as well. Not that we don't have white collar crime, but it's not as, you know, it's not like this normally, right? It's like somebody was poisoned or something silly. Like, not that that's silly, but some other way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is brutal. This is brutality.
Brutal. Yeah, they said at some point in the show, I just watched a couple episodes before I jumped on here with you to refresh my memory, even though I've watched it 5 times all the way through now. I just really enjoyed the show. And yeah, it's not because like I'm not morbid or anything. I just thought it was
did a good job.
Suspenseful, very educational. And every time I watched it, I picked up on something different. And in one of the episodes, they say that the daughter, the 15-month-old, was essentially almost decapitated. And so this goes beyond just they got murdered. Yeah. It was horrific.
And it was weird. Yeah, it was a...
Should we just let the cat out of the bag? I mean, it was a member of the Lafferty. Actually, it was 2 members of the Lafferty family. So it was an inside job. Mm-hmm. Brenda's husband's name is... Remind me again.
Alan.
Alan Lafferty. And it was his brother Ron and his brother Dan who went fucking crazy, as a lot of Mormons are. No offense. But you're not a Mormon anymore. But they went fucking crazy and they murdered this woman in something that you had hinted around about in the first episode, which I want to dive into more, is blood atonement. Oh, yeah. We're just getting to the good part. Head on over to the Cosmic Peach Patreon and make your reservation to room 237 to enjoy the rest of this episode. Not sure how to get there? Simply scroll down to the description of this episode and click the link. Or go to patreon.com/cosmicpeachpodcast. There is also a Patreon app if you're interested. What's in room 237? Well, thanks for asking, Danny. But a great caretaker never reveals their secrets. See for yourself and uncover bonus content, extended versions of episodes, Patreon exclusive 10% off code for all merch, early access to every single episode, sneak peeks or behind the scenes content, and whatever else I'm in the mood for. There are plenty of amenities to enjoy while you are checked in to room 237. Take a trip up the Sidewinder and stay a while. You can check out anytime you'd like, but you can never leave. Just kidding. Thank you in advance for supporting the show, and I can't wait to see you over there.